Says in Daf Behem Beis that Reb Chiya Nafla Yaniva Bekitne also Gemid Rabbi Amrli Shkol Eifa V'Shchait Al Bebisa Demaya, take an eif and shecht it on top of the Bebisa Demaya, which Rashi says means Nameh HaMeshra Shapishan Sham Demarech Dama B'Shavikle, and then it's going to smell the blood and will go away. And the question is, that how is it mutter to shecht on this Bebisa Demaya, which is like a place where they had water, the Meha Mishra, L'Chayr, it's connected to the Mishra, and Mishra says earlier in Daf Malif, that in shechtin lo yisach yamim, lo yisach naharis, lo yisach kelim, not let a shecht into water because of a chshash, as she says, they shouldn't say the sar de yomik ha-shachit, or it could be a chshash that you're shechting to your own babua, to your own reflection. So how is it mutter to shecht into this bubisa de maya? So it could be that bubisa de maya is different than, you know, the yam and the nar means it's flowing water. Mashenkin over here, it's like a bar, a mayim, and such a thing would be different. Maybe that Indian of the sar mayim wouldn't be nageya. But it can also be up to what the Gemara says of Aaron and Mabez, that the whole problem of Babua is only by clear water where you can see a reflection. But if it's Achurim, if it's dirty water and you can't see the reflection, then it's not a problem. And up here we're talking about Mea Mishra, which Pasha says they were not, wasn't clear water. Like it's Mashman in the Gemara and Brachas on Chafei and Mabez, that the Mea Mishra was Seruchim, it wasn't regular water that was clear. So if there's no Shash Babua, then Pasha says that would be okay, like the Gemara says over there, and there would not be an issue of Shechting. Lasaicha Yam or Lasaicha Kalim.